Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris and her new running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, continue to introduce themselves and raise spirits on Wednesday in rallies in the battleground states of Wisconsin and Michigan.
It's been a pretty interesting 24 hours for me, I'll have to be honest. And I don't know how I could explain to you walking into that arena in Philly or that field out in Wisconsin or right here to what I have been told is the largest rally of the campaign.
Polls show Harris has erased the lead Trump had built during the final faltering weeks of President Joe Biden's campaign, and a re-energized Democratic Party has flooded her campaign with donations since she rose to the top of the ticket 2 weeks ago. Democrats regard Wisconsin and Michigan as near must-wins in the 2024 election. Taylor Swift's 3 concerts in Vienna were canceled after Austrian police arrested 2 people suspected of plotting a terrorist attack. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Austrian authorities have said that both suspects appeared to be inspired by the Islamic State group. Investigators found bomb-making materials at one of their homes, and officials said one of the 2 confessed to planning to kill as many people as possible outside the concert venue. 3 sold-out concerts were cancelled a day earlier because of the plot, devastating Swifties from across the globe. Concert organisers said they stood behind their decision to cancel the events, and Gerhard Karner, Austria's interior minister, said, "The situation is serious. But we can also say a tragedy was prevented." 17-year-old Taylor Swift fan Anna Maria told the AP,
"This concert used to be a safe space for everyone, and now it's just a threat, and no one is feeling safe anymore."
I'm Karen Chamas.